fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th day of March. The expanded prepper tip of the day includes the following. Inventory, clean, and check all your tactical clothing and gear. We also want to make sure people know that we have On Guard in stock at doTERRA, and that Berkey water filters are still taking orders. In addition, I want to read once again the summary. This is published at the Gateway Pundit, forwarded to me by my friend Dave, a researcher up in New York. This is at the Gateway Pundit, and the title of the article at the Gateway Pundit, I'm going to scroll up here so I can read the title of the article. The coronavirus fatality rate reported by the media is completely inaccurate. The actual rate is less than the flu. Media lying again. And here's a summary that they give of that article published at the Gateway Pundit. In summary, the coronavirus is not as deadly as being portrayed in the lying liberal media. In fact, it is not as deadly as the flu. The elderly and the sick should be protected. Everyone else has very little to worry about. Again, don't believe what the media is telling you. They are lying again. Okay, we have patient waiting agreement, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest about 25-plus years ago to understand, comprehend, and eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. His website, very excellent website, by the way, is jrnyquist.blog, and there's some great articles there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I was reading your most recent article this morning, and very well done, as always. I want to encourage people to go to your website. The name of your article posted March 9th is The Rise and Fall of a Fool's Paradise. And you get into the threats posed by the international communist conspiracy there. So what's on your mind this morning, Jeff?
Oh, lots of things. It's so interesting that what people are trying to do here. I had an epiphany The other day, I got a call from someone that we know, that Alex, that calls our show, and he had some information that was really very interesting about... Oops.
Go ahead.
Yeah, about Hong Kong. The apparently, he said, he has information that the Hong Kong legislature is going to try to pass Article 23 type law for Hong Kong, which Article 23 is to make the Communist Party criticism of the Communist Party illegal. They can be arrested and sent to the mainland, yeah. And it suddenly struck me, you know, Alex has been reporting for some time, and we heard him on the show recently, you know, when he's called in about the number of young people murdered in Hong Kong and disappeared in Hong Kong. And so I've talked to other Chinese sources, and it suddenly occurs to me that this outrage in Hong Kong, which is done under the cover of the false flag of the Hong Kong Democratic Party and the Hong Kong Freedom and Independence Movement, which is led by men and women who are Chinese communist agents pretending to be for freedom. We all have to always have to watch for those communist double agents. It seems to me they would have never engaged in something like this, to commit an atrocity 10 times worse than Tiananmen Square over a period of time if they didn't have coverage from this viral pandemic. And I started thinking about the facts surrounding the pandemic. And there's some Samizdat, Chinese Samizdat literature. Samizdat is, you know, people who publish their own, you know, in private for just a few other trusted people, writings. And this this Chinese Samizdat, which I read, said that the Chinese, that when the president, President Trump, was pushing China on these trade matters, China's been waging a trade war against the United States for years and years, for decades, and we have been, you know, passive like sheep. We've just gone to the financial slaughter, handed over the jewels of the kingdom to the Chinese because, oh, well, we want Chinese cheap labor. Well, President Trump said no to this, pushed them in a corner. And look, this Samizdat guy said the generals in Beijing started clamoring to use their disruption weapon. And their disruption weapon was a viral weapon. Well, I'm beginning to believe this is what happened. Now, if you look at the World Health Organization, it's one of those UN, you know, communist-run deals that, right, you know, the Chinese basically funded. And right, so I thought back to the World Health Organization warning that the Wuhan lab was leaky. And I thought, well, since when does a puppet of the Chinese communist government criticize them? Doesn't make any sense. Why would they? They're all the bills are paid by the Chinese. Why would they complain about a Chinese viral lab? When do they complain about anything Chinese unless their bosses tell them to? And then there's the question of the Wuhan potluck, this gigantic potluck that took place on the Chinese, celebrate the Chinese New Year. Well, the Chinese government knew for 6 weeks that this virus was loose in the population. They knew that people from all over the world had come to Wuhan to celebrate. People from Italy, Northern Italy, had come to celebrate. People from North America, people from Australia. And the mayor of Wuhan said, well, we have this epidemic. We need to stop the Wuhan potluck. And, you know, the Communist Party in Beijing, the leadership said, oh, no, you don't stop that potluck. That potluck is going forward. No, no, when you look at all the facts, the brutality in Hong Kong that would have destroyed China's international reputation in other circumstances, and the potluck, the World Health Organization, those puppets of the communists saying, oh, you have a leaky plant in Wuhan. I begin to think their alibi stinks. I think that this all happened because President Trump pushed them on the trade talks, and they didn't like losing. So they unleashed their disruption weapon. That's what I'm beginning to think.
Well, the evidence is beginning to surface, and it's inevitable that they would. The Gateway Pundit, which is based out of my hometown, St. Louis, has a reputation for excellent journalism, doing great research and finding the facts and standing behind the facts. And I just read the summary there at the beginning of the show from the Gateway Pundit. It's the flu. It's nothing but the flu. And the fatality rate is less than the normal flu, influenza A, influenza B. Yeah, you get the flu, you get pneumonia, you die. That's what happens when you get the flu, any flu. And this flu, this coronavirus flu, is not as deadly as a regular flu we have every year anyway, is it there, Jeff?
Well, according to a source I have in Washington, there's two strains of this. One strain of it is mutated to being, as you say, as harmless as a regular flu. But the other strain, the original strain, 13% of the people that get it need to be hospitalized. Now, that is many times more deadly than the flu. And the death rate from this so far is 57 times higher than the flu. I mean, you go to Italy alone. The reason why is not that people can't be treated. If the numbers of people who get it can be treated, it's not any deadlier than the flu. But the problem is if, like in Humboldt County, we have 12 respirators. We have 12 of these ventilators. If we had 10,000 cases in the county, and it was the 13% version need ventilators, 13% of 10,000 people, of course, is 1,300 people. And right. So if we had with 12 ventilators and 1,300 people who need them to live, we have 1,200 deaths. So that's just an example of this is the dilemma the government's facing. They don't, with this more virulent strain of it, if it expands exponentially, and by the way, this virus is more contagious than the flu in terms of how it's transmitted. It remains on surfaces longer. It has an incubation period that's longer. This is a disruption weapon, and it places the government in a dilemma. Whoever devised the weapon knows that a Western government can't just simply say, well, it's just the flu, and if old people get it, they die. Right. Because the government will come under pressure to save those millions of elderly who would die if you just let it go by wrecking their own economy. So you either are allowing people to die, or you destroy your economy. And right. either one places a politician in an impossible... Yeah.
Jeff, I need to interrupt you. First of all, I agree with what you're saying, but I see another alternative, and that's to protect those at risk rather than try to protect the entire population, which can't be done, of course. The people who get the flu, this flu or any flu, and die are the elderly. They're in nursing homes, mm-hmm. they're at home, and so forth. Well, let's protect those people. We don't need to shut down everything in our economy to protect the people that need to be protected, I don't believe. Deliver meals to them so they don't need to go out, make sure they're protected, take the precautions that are already being taken in these nursing homes. People in nursing homes, they get the flu, they get pneumonia, and they die. That's not a secret. That's pretty well known. And that's what's happening. But shutting down our entire economy to protect people that need to be protected anyway, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, Jeff.
No, it doesn't. And that's the problem is, of course, that political pressure doesn't always make sense. Of course, that's exactly what we should be doing. I mean, the average age of the people who have died in northern Italy, for example, and this is where the death rate is I think it's over 3% in northern Italy. The average age is, I think, 80. The average 80, age of well, the people dying.
Yeah, 81 is what I'm seeing at this article, pretty close. Well, that's, yeah. And, of course, a communicable disease in a place, in a country, I'll give the name of the country in a moment, where almost nobody in the country, men, women, or children, have ever touched soap and have never touched toilet paper, why would we be surprised that a communicable disease would spread so rapidly? A country, of course, is Iran, where almost nobody has ever touched soap for their bodies or for their clothing, have never known or even touched, or maybe not even aware toilet paper even exists. Would we be surprised and shocked that a disease would spread in that country rapidly, sir?
No.
Of course not. Of course not. That's a given. That's a given. And the Muslim world is the Muslim world, where people never have used or touched soap, never have used or touched toilet paper, and a communicable disease will go through the Muslim world like wildfire, won't it, sir?
Yeah. Well, of course, Americans and the Westerners, we've developed such a fear of death, and that we've developed this idea that we're going to spend enormous amounts of money to keep people alive in old age, to extreme old age, no matter what the cost. I mean, this has more and more become some kind of mania with some portion of us. It's like there's a denial of death in our culture. We don't like to admit to mortality. And with all of our science and all of our advancements, we have perhaps forgotten about the spiritual truths that we're not supposed to live forever, and that life is a timed event with a beginning and a middle and an end. And that should be acceptable to all of us.
Right.
This
right.
is the way it is. You know.
Well, getting back to your original premise, the two strains of this flu, one is very low fatality, the other is a higher fatality, but that doesn't change who dies, does it?
Well, there are people that are younger that die, but it isn't entirely killing elderly,
well,
but it's mostly killing elderly.
I understand that, and let's look at the younger people. Let's look at younger people. If you're morbidly obese, if you're diabetic, if you've had an organ transplant, if you have COPD, if you have asthma, that includes people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, and if you're a young Chinese doctor and you criticize the government, of course, it might not be exactly the virus that kills you in that case.
Right, right. Well, people at risk have respiratory issues, they have heart issues, they have diabetes, they're on dialysis, mm-hmm. they've had an organ transplant. That's people of all ages in our society. We got several callers on hold here. First, we'll take Elizabeth in New York. We got a break coming up. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. Yes, I just found out this information this morning. There are volunteers in Seattle that are the first in the world to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. And
right,
this is taking place at the Kaiser Permanente Washington Research Institute in Seattle. Now, the company that's providing this vaccine is Moderna. But this is the thing that's troubling. It's a mRNA vaccine. And what it basically does is it works almost like a software would. It causes certain things happen. One second. Let me just go back to the page where it kind of explains it.
Well,
mRNA is like software for the cell, and it works for one disease. It has the potential to work for many diseases. Our approach to leveraging mRNA science started with creating an operating system. I guess what they're going to try to do is to produce some kind of protein or whatever. But
right.
The Gateway Pundit, they also had an article about a certain drug being effective on this coronavirus. I'm not sure that they're aware of this going on. I don't think that we can go ahead and say this is no worse than the flu. I realize the Gateway Pundit does have certain things, because I have to once again remind everybody this is a bioweapon.
It is a bioweapon, and I stand behind what I said.
I do have some other information I need to discuss with you privately.
Right. Okay. Anything else right now, Elizabeth?
I am. I'm very concerned that sources that are putting information out there, they're not looking beyond something that they're given. And I'm very concerned about certain sources.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to end it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't know what happened to the break. We should have had a break by now.
Global governance has been in the works.
There's the break.
And would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network, thank you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here on Morgan on Wednesday, the 18th of March. The Indianapolis event has been changed to become a webinar. We'll be getting my notice changed. That's May 1st and May 2nd. I will be speaking with Pastor Paul Begley on this webinar. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are available for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. Let's see if we can get Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John. And sorry, I forgot your guest name.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the first thing I say is let's do a strong deception hunt and sleuth out the answers by asking hard questions, by putting our heads together, by using good researchers and good research technique, by questioning our assumptions and questioning what we're coming up with. Let's put our heads together and not ostracize. So the witch hunt, the only witch we're looking for is the grand deceiver, what his plan is, and how he's trying to deceive us. Secondly, the article I sent you does show that if you were to compare apples to apples, and this is something that was put on RBN as a cutout of the article that from the pundit that you looked at, John. And so RBN came up with this. I give full credit at the office, John Stadtmiller, et cetera. what it's saying is that 10% of the people who are tested positive for influenza in this current season died from it. And some of those people who tested positive may not even have died yet, so it could be slightly higher. And I confirmed these numbers on CDC. They're not easy to find, this site. They always send you over to the spreadsheet of estimates. But when you find the right page, then you know the right information. I sent that in a second email to you, John, and two others. Okay. So secondly, what they're showing is that in the United States, 2% of the people who are tested and shown positive for coronavirus die from it. But in fact, if you look at the Worldometer, there are some discrepancies here, and we need to look at the specific data. If you look at total deaths in the U.S. versus total recovered, there's 116 total deaths and 106 total recovered. That's a little over, that's about 52% or something of the people who came out of this illness have died. Now, maybe the death occurs quicker and the recoveries are slower. You're never going to know what the true numbers are until the end, and then the numbers you're given are untrue, so then you, what do you really know? The second point is that in the United States, and I sent you a text to this effect the other day, I saw very strange. The number of serious and critical cases claimed in the United States is only 12. 12 out of 7,301, whereas in other countries it's been much higher. It's always been around, often around 20%. I think if we look at the Chinese data, we have to be very suspect of that data, and I try to eliminate it from the data set because it contains Wuhan, which had allegedly 4.8% death rate, and the rest of China at 0.7%. And this was done late in February, around February 20th or so. That study, I think it was February 22nd, and that was published. Okay, that was published in a peer-reviewed journal, but it hadn't been peer-reviewed yet because they're throwing these studies out very quickly. So I think what happened in China, I'd be very suspicious that 5G accelerated and gave all flu symptoms and drove all these people to the hospitals. And so something very weird happened there. That if that was true, then that puts China in as a co-conspirator in this. Okay. So worldwide global conspiracy, I don't doubt it. I mean, I can't say no. But I'm just trying to go with the data. And I'm trying to also say, okay, I'll let you comment on that. And one other thing I will say next. Go ahead.
Okay, Jeff, you have any response there to you, Dave?
No, Jeff? I don't really have a comment, no.
Okay.
I just snowed you with tons of information. Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's the same
it
information.
It just came out that way.
It's a lot of stuff, Dave. It is a lot of stuff here. What else you got
there,
Dave, for us?
Well, I mean, can we conclude very simply that the bottom line is how many people are going to die from this in the U.S. with or without containment? And now we have containment. How many people would really die? And that's what we're going to get at in the future. We may never really know. The second thing is seeing that 50%, about 50% of the people who've come out of this in the U.S. have died. Does that suggest a 50% case fatality rate? I don't know. But, John, you were actually saying that this was nothing other than the flu. It is different than the flu. Structurally, it's different. We don't know how it's different. It may be that people who are struck with it in a bad way die more frequently. But let's not say that it's the same as the flu. I think there's a lot of things that are just undetermined at this point.
We got a break. Thank you,
Thanks.
Sir. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday here at Republic Broadcasting, March 18th. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. There is a lot there at my website, to say the least. You can spend many hours, even days, checking out the different articles, videos, and so forth. And as time we're living, it's easy to get lost in some of the things that are going on and forget about some important things. Other issues, such as what will happen after President Trump is reelected, that's still an issue. It has not gone away. There's an article I wrote there, my memorandum on the possible coming Second American Civil War. Probably should read that. Also, my website, if you want to have relief from arthritis pain, got issues with that. You want to get better sleep? Many, many Americans have sleep issues. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. I've helped many hundreds of people all over this planet we live on to get their lives back. You can wake up pain-free in the morning after a great night's sleep. And you can also. The Energy Cleaner. That's the key, the Energy Cleaner. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free with lots of energy in the morning. You can also, if you get yourself an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Don't ask your healthcare professional for a 90-day money-back guarantee. You will not be well-received when you ask that question. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with my friend Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Let's see who we got here. Looks like we have a report from the future. Alex in New Zealand, where it is now Thursday. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I've got something for Jeff Nyquist. I'm not sure if he can comment on. Recently in Hong Kong, there were two dead bodies which were actually reported in the global media. One of them was a young protester who was at least 15 years old. Her name was her dead body, which was retrieved naked from the ocean, has now been suspected to be, she has now been suspected to be have murdered by Ministry of State Security agents. And 2 months in the same area where Chan Yin Lam disappeared, another person was thrown off a car park. And recently, this person, who worked on his body, mentioned that his head injuries were consistent with being beaten up. I'm not sure if Jeff can comment on it.
Well, it seems like there are death squads operating in Hong Kong, and that many people have been disappeared. You know, many have been killed. I think that this is the taming of Hong Kong. The communists want to take the city into the bosom of the mainland, and this has been a process. And the false flag opposition movement, the controlled opposition, has helped them to find out who the people are, who will oppose them, and they are prophylactically eliminating all the young people who are willing to stand up against communism. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Before I meet Jeff, another thing is that today on the newspaper, the Hong Kong Democratic Party was asking the Legislative Council why there were over 4,000 people armed police in Hong Kong during the protest. And apparently the Hong Kong Legislative Council answered by saying they were there just to observe the protest. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
That the Legislative Council, okay, I don't quite understand the point. They did what?
Today, the Hong Kong Democratic Party admitted there were over 4,000 people armed police from mainland China. And it was admitted they were just observing. Yeah. It was just.
They admitted that there were 4,000 police. Let me get this right, if I understand. There are 4,000 police from mainland China in Hong Kong.
Yes, during the protest.
Uh-huh. Well, that would explain why so many people are missing. The disappearing of protesters, the murdering of protesters, somebody has to be doing it in such numbers. It makes perfect sense. I mean, look, the fraud of communism is to say, oh, we're not communists. Oh, communists don't rule here. And they're doing it secretly. They're doing it behind a false front. You know, this is what we see all over the world. You know, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela said, "Oh, I'm not a communist. I'm just a, you know, I'm just a populist left reformer." You know, the same thing with Lula da Silva in Brazil. "Oh, we're not communists. We're just for the workers." But behind it, you find, oh yeah, they really are communists, and they are really ruthless and corrupt. Yeah, people are getting hurt. So, yeah, well, that's the thing is Hong Kong. See, and Alex, let me ask you a question. Do you still have information about whether the the Legislative Council in Hong Kong is going to try to pass an Article 23-like law for Hong Kong?
They are still carrying it. They are still doing it.
They're doing it. And when do you have any idea when they're going to try to push this forward?
They're pushing it at a fast pace, apparently, because Communist China is demanding it now.
See, now it's interesting. Communist China, now let me ask you a question, Alex. Would Communist China dare do this if there wasn't this pandemic preoccupying the rest of the world?
No. They wouldn't dare do it.
No, and it makes me wonder then whether the entire operation in Hong Kong, it wasn't done with full knowledge that this disruption weapon was going to be deployed. I have to wonder.
Yeah, it does make you wonder. Alex, we do appreciate your call. And don't
thank
hesitate
you,
to call
Chief
back.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, appreciate
have
it.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question concerning about the relationship of this virus and what it might have to do with a population reduction, population control that is being advocated and publicly advertised in the Georgia Guidestones, which say that they want to bring the world's population down below 400 million. Kill off 97% of the population, in other words. Hello?
Yeah, we're here and we're listening for your question.
Is this an experiment in this and what they can possibly, or any relationship to that, or possibly, and also I understand that I've heard that the Spanish influenza epidemic of 1918 was caused by a vaccine development that malfunctioned and created a super virus that killed a bunch of people.
Right. It came out of Fort Riley, Kansas, and U.S. Army soldiers spread it all over the planet is what happened. In terms of your Georgia Guidestones, this flu virus will not kill off any appreciable portion of the people on this planet. The people that will die will be the people that die from the flu anyway. That's the only thing we've seen so far. Anything else, John?
Anyway, so this is something to this is a distraction. Possibly.
It's a massive distraction, and it's wrecking our economy. It's becoming real, even though it's hype. It is becoming real. John, thank you for your call, sir. We need to move on. Next, we go to Michael in New York. Morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I had some other points to raise, but based on the previous call regarding the Spanish flu, John, you're right as far as the origins in the United States out of Kansas, out of Army barracks, but it came over from Europe. It was already in Europe, and it wasn't, they called it the Spanish flu because Spain was the only country that finally the infection got to where they published it. All of Europe was told to keep quiet. When it broke out here in Kansas, we were told to keep quiet. And the similarities, like San Francisco currently and L.A. with 10 cities and all that, unsanitary conditions and congestion, close confinement, they forced our military in the Kansas barracks there to function that way. And some personnel were saying, hey, we got plenty of room here. Let's expand, make more room, because they knew they were going to get us into the war. And they were told no, which is curious, isn't it? And so then with the trench warfare in World War One in Europe, it just took right off. But it is true, it really didn't accelerate until they began to vaccine. So hence, everybody, just be aware of that fact. They called it the Spanish flu because when it reached Spain, they published it. They were talking about it. And hence, the Spanish flu. So I just wanted to fill that gap in on that story.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Isn't it convenient? Isn't it? Thank you, sir. Isn't it convenient with this supposed China flu that the timing of it all, because it does shut down everything coming out of Hong Kong with all the reports of how they're making out, resisting the communist takeover. That's all shut down. And in Europe, France, they're shutting the revolt there against their globalist takeover. And Italy, conveniently, who was the next country working on possibly doing a Brexit from the EU as well. All that conveniently now shuts down there. And then over here, curiously, as a scientist, when I hear data, you know, I can't verify that data, right, until I can verify it personally as a scientist. And so all we know is what they're telling us. This breakout is spreading and all. How do we know? Somebody's just been tested. How do we know these tests are really true? How do we know they know already that it's not the regular flu that they're, the people that supposedly somebody now just came down with, contracted? How do we know it's not that flu and not this new China
You'll find out tomorrow morning. Dr. Lynn Horowitz will be with us. He will demonstrate that it is a biological weapon, which doesn't change who dies. Right.
I'm not dismissing it. I agree with that. I'm not dismissing that. I'm just saying, you know, we know the media is fake. It's been fake for the last 3 years. And now all of a sudden, now we're trusting them with all their reporting. Isn't that curious? And, of course, we have to definitely question everything. But I do believe there's a biowarfare going on here for sure, and they're going to take it as far as they can. And we're relying on President Trump to do the right thing by us and not let them exploit this to the max. And right now it's up in the air, I would say, as far as that goes. And last, gentlemen, if this is real and it's breaking out, it's spreading, eventually we all ought to be knowing somebody that had it or has it, or somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that has it. So far, none of us know anybody that's got it, or, you know, in the chain of networks, know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that's got it. So eventually that should happen if this is legit.
It will eventually, I think, but it hasn't happened yet. You're right.
And John, last, I agree with, and it has to if it's all legit. Last, I just would like to say, too, because you're in the health field and I am and many others are, isn't it curious that for prevention, we're not hearing from our government like in the old days when the colds were going around, stock up on vitamin C, take plenty of vitamin C, for example. We're not even getting that
anymore. Good luck trying to find vitamin C. It's been sold out nationwide, Michael.
Well, understood. But my point is, we're not even telling the American people to take natural steps, to stay healthy.
All the good natural stuff is all bought up. People figure this out on their own without the government.
Understood. But even with the flu, the regular flu that's, you know, hitting thousands and thousands of Americans this winter again, you never hear in any reports, hey, people, the flu's coming around again, like in the fall, you know, start getting vitamin C in your diet and, you know, increase that. You don't hear anything like that.
There's no money in that. That's why. Michael, thank you.
And they don't really care about us, John.
Right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day now.
Jeff, this is a bit unusual. We got callers stacked up we can't possibly get to. Do you have any follow-up, sir, before we move on to the next caller?
Well, there was information from a military person who had access to what the president was being told about the virus. And there were some interesting stats in there. I had a chance to review it. The claim is being made by those who've researched this for the president that the people that die of it die in an average of 17.3 days, that it stays, the people who have it for about 5 weeks before it leaves their system, that they expect 1.7 million deaths between now and a year from August in the United States. This is the study that says there's two versions, one that spreads more rapidly, that's more like the regular flu, and the other that's more dangerous than the regular flu. It seems like it is more virulent. The dangerous form of it is more virulent than the regular flu, according to this study. And, of course, I don't know the methodology. I know that the statistical, I read an epidemiological study saying that, you know, a lot of the statistics are misleading, that, you know, arriving at an accurate idea of its lethality is it's somewhere between 3 and 5% if you overwhelm the, if the hospitals get overwhelmed. That's a rather high number. And, of course, we have a large elderly population in Europe, in the United States. And the reason that Italy, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but the reason that Italy got hit so hard is it has a large number of Chinese workers in the factories in northern Italy, and that many of those workers visited China, went home for the New Year's holiday, and brought the virus back with them. So that's one of the reasons we have a similar problem here on the West Coast, but we don't seem to have that many people dying here in California, although in Washington, we had some elderly people dying. So maybe we have the milder version of it here in the U.S. Let's hope.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get the callers that we can before the show wraps up here. Next is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Good day, John. Good day, Jeff. Good morning. I want to talk first off. Joe McCarthy is right. That last caller said it was only been 3 years. The media has been fake for the last 50 years. Joe McCarthy knew it. And, you know, this whole thing. By the way, John, I don't know. Did you have a chance to see Newsmax with the Kennedy assassination about Oswald? About the
nothing,
how
nothing new. I haven't seen anything new recently, no, sir.
Okay, the real news is this. It's absolutely proven. It's without a doubt. The guy's name is Bob Barr. You can check it out. And Jeff, you should watch it too. About the double agents that had in the Cuban government had. It was a Castro hit. It was definitely Bob Barr shows it all. He shows the whole thing how they had the safe houses in what Alpha 66 in Dallas, Texas. How Oswald was trained by the Cubans. He was a Mexico. It's without a doubt the greatest proof of what happened to Kennedy, without a question. Getting back to this flu with China, yes, now the Chinese are threatening us now, John, with an EMP. They're saying they're going to hit our Navy with an EMP. Now, you also had Rocket Man saying they're going to hit us with an EMP if Trump didn't go over there and smooth that over with the little Rocket Man. You know, Bill Clinton's the one that gave them the gyro system, the Chinese and the Koreans, back in 1994. Oh, 99, excuse me. 93, Clinton is the one that moved all these factories out of the United States. It was Slick Willie who did this along with Hillary. And you're absolutely right. Your one caller is right. This is all that big setup. They allowed Chinese to take over our manufacturing and all this, and all of a sudden the chickens are coming home to roost. You got George Soros, who's wanted in Hungary, hasn't been arrested by Interpol. He should be put in jail for what he's doing with the Chinese, trying to crush the Europeans plus the United States. This is all a big scam, okay? It's been proven on Newsmax when they showed the documentary about what happened to John F. Kennedy, what Oswald. It's right there on the film and everything. He's got the 3-hour documentary. It proved without a reasonable doubt what happened to Kennedy. And there are so many double agents in the United States, it's unbelievable how many of these communists are infiltrated. Joe McCarthy knew it back in the 50s, John. You know that. McCarthy was absolutely right. How many communists were in the United States? Well, look at the Democratic Party, what they're trying to do to Trump. They went for an impeachment, but that failed. They went for all this Mueller crap, failed. All this Hillary nonsense, she gets away with bloody murder. The Democrats get away with bloody murder. You got a bumbling idiot like Biden, got a 98-year-old brain, and the guy's going to be close to getting the presidency. He's going to pick an Afro-American, or who knows who he's going to pick for a woman. Could be Hillary, I don't know what, or Kamala Harris, I mean, look what's going on in Chicago, John, with this Kemp Foxx fraud. They let this Jesse Smollett try to start a race war. Nothing's happened to her. They reelected her.
Let's let Jeff respond. We got enough comments here. Thank you, sir. A lot there from Michael's call, isn't there, Jeff?
Yeah, it sounds like it's this information about the Kennedy assassination. It's kind of old information for me that. And, of course, Castro and Khrushchev, the Russian and Cuban services killed Kennedy. That, you know, when you look at the information that Edward J. Epstein got from former CIA chief James Angleton, it seems pretty clear that the communists, you know, did this to Kennedy. That the Russians will kill people, they will assassinate people who get in their way, and that includes leaders of countries. And we don't have a full accounting of how many Western politicians have been murdered by the agents of the Eastern Bloc. And we saw on Saturday that Chinese journalist trying to get into the White House briefing room to see the president, and he registered a fever. I was surprised they didn't arrest him for attempted assassination.
Right.
But it's pretty interesting.
Let's see if we can get another caller here. We got two more on hold. We got David in California. Good morning, David.
Hey, morning, John, and your guest. You know, I'd get quick sidetrack on JFK is Dr. Mary's Monkey and Coup d'etat in America both lay out that it would be impossible for JFK to have been done by Castro and the communists because the cover-up that was too way built in. So, yeah, regarding this epidemic, though, slow and steady wins the race. And when you got an epidemic, keep wiping down the doorknobs, keep wiping down the bus handles, make sure that, you're washing things down quite often. Slow and steady wins an epidemic. And when you start having these profiteers saying, oh, you got to get over here and buy this, go over in there and buy that, that spreads an epidemic. Making the stock market jump up and down and up and down, that guarantees an epidemic spreads because you got to have that commerce. So in this case, slow and steady is going to win the race. And listening to these profiteers is only going to get a whole lot of people killed. The other thing, too, in World War I, that epidemic back then, they didn't have radio and TV back then. They did have telegraph. They did have newspapers, but they didn't have, instantaneous news out of here, this many count, dead. So the average person out in the countryside, whether it was in Europe or the United States or anywhere else in the world, they had no idea an epidemic was coming. And the idea that they were just doing troop trains and slamming everybody into barracks and slamming them into ships guaranteed the spread of the epidemic. So, yeah, there were some factors.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, David, thank you for your call, sir. We won't be able to take any more calls this hour. What are your final comments, Jeff? We're down to the last 60 seconds here. We don't even have that.
Well.
Sorry.
Okay.
Jeff, it was a wild day. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Maybe it won't be quite so wild. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition, ever your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.